guys. Happy Friday.
Fifi, Fev, and Flick the Switch. Hey. Aaron Rich. How much fun will this be, Fev?
Hope he flicks it.
I want him to, flick it all morning, Aaron.
All morning, all weekend. Yep,
let's get rowdy. 6 a.m.
Hey, what a wonderful morning to have you when it is 2 degrees outside.
So cold.
What has happened?
So cold.
It's called winter.
I know, and you know what?
It's coming.
For the first time, actually, it's the first day of winter.
Yes.
And for the first time this year, you, my friend, Brendan Favola, are dressed appropriately. Never seen you in an anorak. You look quite good. Or is it a duffel coat?
An anorak.
Oh, it's like, no, I'm going to say duffel coat. I got it wrong. You're in a duffel.
Yeah, it's just a nice country road number.
Oh, lovely. Alex would like to cuddle you in that. That's a cuddly jacket. 2 degrees.
Imagine
if you're in bed right now. How lucky are you?
It's a bit chilly on the,
101.9, The Fox.
Now, Fev, you know that of all the social media platforms, Insta's my thing. It's, Fev's just looked at his phone app and it says 3 degrees.
Oh, there you go.
So we're 1 degree off. But of all the social media platforms, Insta's my thing. I love Insta because I love photos. So it really goes into my genuine hobby. It's in my wheelhouse.
Yes, my wheelhouse. Insta stories are a big thing too now. Biggest thing in the world, they said.
Is that right?
Yeah, taken over all Insta stories. More people engaging. I've gone down that trend.
I haven't. I'm still doing the scrolling down.
Yeah, you like
too many Insta stories. There are people in my feed that put up like 20 photos in an hour.
Yeah, you just swipe them.
I know, but no, I'll just do the normal scroll. I like my scrolling.
You just had a scroll.
I did have a coffee scroll. Mm. Just the top of it though.
Yeah,
a bit filling. Now, Fev, there are things though. Every now and then, and you know what it's like. It can just be the mood you're in. You're tired. I'll be scrolling through Insta. And then I just go, I've got to get off this. Oh, I can't do this anymore. And there are various reasons. You know, I do not necessarily love that people use it as a way to just say, look how hot I am. Like, no, it's when somebody go, you know, you've got friends who will do the, oh, just woke up. Oh, so tired. But it's a selfie of them in bed and they've never looked better.
Yes.
And you go, but why? Or they'll go, oh, great day to raise money or great Valentine's Day. It's just a photo of themselves. And it's like,
in the mirror or in bed.
Yeah, why does it have to? It's just so narcissistic on so many levels. Now, I know that I do something that's quite annoying. And I imagine some people find this their pet peeve on Insta. And that is, I do take photos of my daughter and I upload them.
But that's okay.
What is it? It isn't. Like, I can understand that some people go, I'm sick of babies. I'm so sick of babies on Insta.
Here we go. I'm going to go off topic a little bit. But I had a picture of Lulu put up the other day.
Yes, with makeup.
With makeup. So she's played with her mum's makeup, and which Alex is a makeup artist.
Yeah.
So she loves to play with makeup. Anyway, got a lot of bad comments.
Oh, did you?
Saying, oh, she's a child, let her be a child, blah, 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 blah. She's being a kid. She's playing with the makeup. Then there was an article written by Mouths of Mum saying, Brendan Favola and Alex Favola blasted over recent photo of their youngest daughter.
Oh, really? I didn't see this.
Yeah, so I read it last night. To all the people out there, she's a child. Her mum's a makeup artist. She plays with makeup. That's being a kid.
Yeah. And also, I mean, what's with people's opinions?
Oh, God.
If you don't like something,
celebrate your kids.
Well, this is it. Can I label one of my other pet peeves is the selfie where you're in bed sleeping, but you've reached your arm out to take a photo of yourself sleeping. Now, I'm going to nominate, and I saw this, one of the Bachelor in Paradise contestants, Jake Ellis. Jake and Megan are still going strong, if you know that couple from Bachelor in Paradise. And they're in a hotel room and she's draped over him asleep and he's asleep. And the minute I see the sleeping photo, I go, right, who took it? And then you see the arm in the forefront that's stretched out. If you are going to hold out a phone and then close your eyes and pretend to be asleep, I think you should take yourself off Instagram.
You sure it wasn't Jared just
sneaking in there? 131060, why don't we compile a list of the Insta trends we don't like and do an unofficial ban? Because Insta, you know, they won't put a ban in place.
No, they won't.
Although you got one of your photos censored the other day.
Got censored.
131060, nominate trends, the Insta trends you don't like. I mean, I think we all know bathroom selfies will always be at the top of it. Just put some clothes on. We don't need to see your toilet paper roll. We don't need to see what's going on in your bathroom. Can I nominate this one, Fev?
You can nominate.
Like
you can do it.
Bikinis. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of bikinis. Mm.
Especially now, because I follow a lot of people in America. Yeah. And it's coming to their summer. Oh, just stop.
Why? Just every photo bikini.
Insta models. Just, look at me in Thailand. I'm a free junket in my bikinis. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Can we stop Insta models? 131060, Insta trends you hate. Let's put a list together and try to get everyone to stop these trends.
Imagine the Insta models, Richie, if Insta stopped everything. They'd be stuffed.
1019, The Fox.
We're nominating Insta trends that we would like banned. Now, I'm not saying we've got the power to do that, but Melbourne, if we can create a groundswell, maybe we can put pressure on people to stop doing the things on Instagram that are infuriating.
I'd go to the extreme box for you to ban Insta models. Imagine that.
I mean, that's huge, isn't
go
it?
Go get a job.
It's funny because it's all really rich. You go, selfies. I've nominated just selfies.
But we have jobs. I'm talking about people, the Insta models that actually go on Insta.
I agree.
Get free stuff, go on junkets, get a job. Just blow Insta up for a week.
And just...
just mayhem. It'd be like where there's heaps of ants and then you'd step down and all the ants run everywhere. It'd be a frenzy. No, oh, what am I going to do? Go to Instagram. I'm not going to get any free stuff. It'd be amazing.
It would be.
There's my rant for the week.
Okay, it was worth it. Insta trends you'd like to get rid of. Carla in Craigieburn. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Carla. What infuriates you as you scroll through Instagram?
Gym selfies.
Yeah, yes. I'm with you, Carla. Yeah. I know. And do you know what? Like, I haven't been to the gym for about 6 months.
I go to gym every day. I don't post it.
I get it, though. There is something when you're at the gym. Just getting there makes you so proud. You almost want to show that people you're there. Like, I sort of get it. But I'm with you, Carla. You don't want them anymore. We're popping them on the list.
And they take the photo in the mirror and they can see the phone. It's like, oh, God, I'm here again. Oh, God, who cares?
Flexing.
Do you know what the other thing I'm going to say? You know when someone puts up like an inspirational quote, like the kick off the day, but it's a photo, just a photo of their face? They've just taken a photo of themselves in the car. Why is your face part of the quote?
Like, let's blow it up.
A lot of narcissism on Instagram. Steph in Templestowe. Hi, Steph.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Steph. What would you like banned on Insta?
When everyone goes and takes photos in front of waterfalls and they post that TLC quote, don't go.
Do you know what, Steph? I've never seen that. You must have a lot of friends that get around waterfalls.
It's always the same quote. No one's posting anything different.
That is so funny. I love it. Okay, it's on the list.
Mine's very similar to Steph when all the Insta models are in like Bali or Tahiti or somewhere. Yeah. And they're laying next to their pool and pool life. Oh, get a job.
Hey, do you know what? I've got a tip for
you. I'm frustrated with this.
I know you are, but you know, I can help you. Stop following the Insta models.
It's a great idea.
I mean, there'll be less bikinis in your feed, but you know, you won't be as frustrated.
Yeah, but it's just, come on.
Now we've got Helen from Sandringham. I've got a friend, Helen in Sandringham. Hey, Helen.
Hi.
Ah! It's our Helen, Fev.
Helen.
Hi, guys.
It's a
long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, no, I've called a few times. Don't worry about that.
I know, it's a shame that you're calling us from the TARDIS. We can't quite hear you.
Take it off speaker, Helen.
Okay, hang on.
Have you got a scarf over your head?
I absolutely cannot stand when girls do the boomerang and they jump and blow a kiss on every single page.
Yeah, that is a bit. Yeah, that is actually. We should do one of those, Fev. That is one that needs to go on the list.
And the amount of shots they'd take, Helen, just to get that right boomerang at the right time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, good job.
1019, The Fox.
Bev, one of the all-time great shows on television that I've loved and it's great to see it still kicking along is Arrested Development. Have you ever got into Arrested Development, Fev?
Is it a TV show?
I think you'd like it. You
don't have a TV. I don't watch it, no. Who's in that? Who stars?
Oh, Jason Bateman, one of my all-time favourites. I love him. Will Arnett. There's Portia de Rossi. And I wanted to talk about Portia. Yeah, Ellen's wife. Because in the latest series, fans have been living. I've not watched any of this yet, the newly released fifth season. Fans are gobsmacked, frustrated. They're all going to social media to complain because, now this is interesting, Arrested Development is backed by popular demand because at first it was
like
first
Roseanne.
Act years ago. Yeah, well, that's gone now. Let's be honest, that's not coming back. But it came back. But obviously you've got a lot of high-profile actors on the show that have conflicting schedules. So what's happening a little bit in this show is they're filming at different times and they're using green screen. So the idea of green screen is that you can, you know...
Had a few of them in my time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Just photo shoots.
Okay.
TVCs.
Anyway, so it means you're not there with the other actors. They just paste you in later, essentially. So apparently all Portia de Rossi's scenes are all on green screen. So she was never there on set with any of the other actors. They've just copied her in later. Now, there's a suggestion that this is her way of avoiding everybody on the cast. Now, that's just a suggestion. But it did make me think. I mean...
What you did with our photo shoot.
Oh, I genuinely couldn't do that day. So you
got green screen.
I did. So if you see our posters, our billboards, I've been popped into that photo because I wasn't there with you. I've pretty much done exactly the same thing. But now let's run with this. So let's say that Portia, she's had a fallout with someone on set. She doesn't want to be there. So she's made it so that she can be, you know, green screened at a later stage and not have to see anyone on set. And I love this area because this is always great for tips, if anybody wants tips. The lengths you've gone to or the tactics you've used to avoid people.
You're now, the queen at this.
Yeah, I'm very good at this. There are ways, but this one everyone's on to now. It's when you walk along and pretend to be on your mobile.
And then it rings.
I've had a classic example of that with me. Was this is a few years ago? This is when I was working on Sunrise.
And it's like small talk.
It's small talk.
You try to avoid small talk. Yeah, small talk.
Yeah. I was on Hamilton Island filming for Sunrise, and I had to go to the airport. I was living in Sydney at the time. I had to go to the airport, and unbelievably, a guy I'd been seen a few months earlier got into the car. So there was a car that was transferring us to the airport. Yep. I'm in there by myself, and the next minute he comes in with his girlfriend. Oh. I didn't know he had a girlfriend, and it was so awkward that I did that thing where I just picked up my phone, put it to my ear. But unfortunately for me, the trip from Qualia to the airport's about 45 minutes.
Just I had dropped a in Qualia there?
I did. 45-minute pretend phone call.
Oh, wow.
That was excruciating. Now, here's another one.
You've got to get the pauses right in between someone's talking back to you.
It was unfair.
It's amazing.
It was horrible. And then another one. This is one I've done in recent times. I was going to great lengths to avoid someone. So I was at the traffic lights. There was someone in front of me, and they were turning left. And I needed to turn left too. And then they were parking and I was going to have to park as well.
Mm.
So the light's gone green. They've turned left and gone over to the left-hand lane to park their car. I've sat at a green light. I'm not moving.
Lucky it was early in the morning.
I've actually just not moved so I didn't have to see that person when they got out of the car.
Just don't like confrontation, do you?
No, do you know, I can't be bothered.
I embrace
it. It's the small talk. Sometimes it's just people that you've got a history with or you don't necessarily want to bump into.
I love it.
I know. What do you love about
it? I love it. I talk to everybody.
But do you know why? Because you're not afraid of awkwardness or anything uncomfortable.
I reckon it's more awkward that when people feel awkward, because you can tell with their facials, especially in a lift or especially in the office here when you're getting a coffee or something and someone walks up and it's that small talk. I embrace it. How are you going? Blah, 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 blah. I can see that on their face that they're awkward and then you walk off and I feel that happy.
You love making people uncomfortable.
Well, it's not uncomfortable. It's just I just embrace a chat.
I know. You are a rare beast, Fev, because I would argue most people in this office go to great lengths to avoid people when they walk down the corridor. You are not one of them.
No.
Now, 131060, let's share some tactics. What are your tactics to avoid people? This is like a community service.
I actually seen you hiding behind a cleaner's closet the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I jumped into the cleaner's closet. So there you go.
To avoid a chat.
It's sad, but it's true.
131060 tactics to avoid people. Take calls next.
1019 The Fox.
Sorry, Aaron Rich flicked the switch. You've got a job to do, but Fev just told me he still hasn't taken his stitches out.
What?
He had a mole removed and you were supposed
to
have it out a week ago. Go to the doctor. They'll get infected or your skin will grow over the stitches.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
know.
Disgusting. Anyway, we're talking about...
I could have a nickname called Stitch.
Stitch, yeah. Or Lilo.
Oh, my God. That's a low.
Thank you. Aaron found it funny. Now, we're talking about the tactics you use
to avoid
people.
He's trying to take Byron's job. He thinks everything's funny.
He's doing a very good job. Now, we've got Rebecca from Cheltenham on the line. Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good. What tactics do you use to avoid people you don't necessarily want to see?
I use my short-sightedness to avoid people.
Yeah, good one. So you just didn't see, you just claimed to have not seen them.
Yeah, that's right. I just see past them and they just wave and next time I'm like, hey, Blake, you didn't see me? Oh, sorry. You know, sometimes I don't wear my glasses. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, good one. Hey, Fev, remember when I went to get my eyes checked and I had 20/20 vision?
Yeah, I had 30/20. It's amazing.
Okay. Sammy in Belgrave. Hi, Sammy.
It's not a thing.
Hey.
Sammy, what tactics do you use to avoid people?
At work, it's pretty extreme. But at work, if I'm rostered on with this one girl that we just don't really get along, I always ask to swap shifts with someone else.
What's
so
her
I
name?
I don't have to work with her.
Oh, no, don't say her name.
Well,
no, don't say her name.
Do you think she knows, Sammy, that you don't like working with her?
Look, I don't know.
Why Where don't do you work? Like working with her?
Like, just because once I was like, I really could not work, like I couldn't walk, and she was like, no, I can't work with you, I've got chest pains.
Oh, so she said she couldn't work with you.
What? No, she just couldn't cover me, and I was like, wow, I'm mad. And she always asked me to cover her shift.
Oh, so like, you just don't like
Where
it.
Do you work, Macca's?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Did you just...
Well, just covering a shift and they go in and out. I just assumed McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's once.
Enough people work at McDonald's that you could easily avoid someone, you'd think.
Yeah.
Just stick around the fries.
Yeah, no.
Just to make thick shakes all morning.
Just got to do wash-up. Wash-up's a key.
Because you get around. Wash-up would be horrible.
No, wash-up was great. I did wash-up because it was late at night and you got the same people. You never got other people in there. It was always the people that liked to work at the nighttime shift.
Yeah.
And it was just, we're just mates and you stuff around.
I mean, this is such a good chat about your time at McDonald's. Yeah. Emily from Endeavour Hills would want to be good to top it. Hey, Em.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What tactics have you gone to avoid people?
Well, it's actually quite the opposite. I'm a bit like Sev. I actually quite like the awkwardness. When you run into people in the street, particularly from high school, and you get chatting, they're like, oh, yeah, we should hang out. And you go, well, actually, I'm free now. And you watch them panic.
I love your work. Boxer, you'd freak out.
What? I'd love to hang out with people I went to high school with.
So someone walked up to you on the street and said, oh, you go, oh, let's hang out. Let's go out for lunch. And they go, oh, I'm free now. You'd go, oh.
I'm definitely not free now.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
1019 The Fox.
Bev, we have an update. Remember a year ago, maybe it was over a year ago. Leon, how long ago?
Feels like a year. Talking about Dracula's, eh?
Yeah. About 9 months ago.
Remember when we heard the news that Dracula's, the theatre restaurant in the city, was closing down and we wanted to save it? This is a sad day in Melbourne. Australia's longest running theatre restaurant, Dracula's, there in Carlton. We all drive past it all the time. After 37 years, it's closing down. If they put their hand up, you know, much like we do when the blood bank go, guys, we need blood, and everyone goes, right, we're in. If they put their hand up at Dracula's, I hope we can maybe turn this around.
Well, you want to try and... I'd love
to save Dracula's.
You want to take this on?
You know what, Fev, we've got to go. I'm not even kidding. We are going.
Yes, we tried to save it. We did a big OB out there. We went there. And when I was driving in, I got lost. I went to the old Witches and Britches.
Well, you and I the whole time thought it was Witches and Britches.
Yeah, which was strange.
We'd never seen Dracula's.
And then when I was driving in, I parked my car and then the two owners drove in at the same time. And one was driving an Audi and the other one was a Merc. I thought, these guys are all right.
Wasn't it a Porsche?
It was a Porsche, was it?
One of them had a Porsche.
I just wanted to say Mercedes.
Well, here's the update. Ready? The update is... It has been sold, so we clearly didn't save it. It's been emptied, gutted. It's no longer Dracula's, a theatre restaurant.
We tried.
It's just fetched 10.3 mil.
In Carlton?
Yeah.
Wow.
10.3. A Chinese investor swooped in, grabbed that for 10.3 mil. Gee, they'll be getting $21,600 rent. Hang on, a square metre? That's the square metre rate. Oh, that is insane. Fev, why didn't we buy it?
Because I don't have 10
no,
million.
We could have done one of those GoFundMe pages.
Yeah,
we could have got, imagine if everyone in Melbourne had popped in like $10 each and we'd got a group together and we'd bought that $21,000 a square metre.
Yeah, then we brought it. We put some slabs up, put some hotels on there or some apartments.
And it's a great location.
And then we'll be in Saint-Tropez and no one will ever see their money.
Oh, well.
Take it.
We didn't save it. Life goes on, and this Chinese investor scored a beauty.
Is that a record over there? I reckon that'd be a mate. That's
a record for what? A property in the
property
city?
Property in Carlton.
In that area, yeah.
10.3 mil.
Oh, no, that'd be, it's like a massive building. It's like a corner. It's like a whole street corner. I reckon that's okay.
Good chat.
57 Byron on the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, somebody said something to you this morning and you were so flummoxed and in awe and shocked by it. You walked out of the room.
Yeah, I was flummoxed. That's the first thing I thought of.
I know. Your jaw dropped. You didn't understand. You couldn't comprehend it so much.
I couldn't.
You left. Now, talk us through what was said.
Oh, we were just talking about the footy show last night. We were talking about TV and one of our very valuable members, Thomas, he said that he was staying back late last night, which was interesting.
He's working hard on the show,
and he got to watch TV, so he watched a bit of the footy show. I said, what do you mean? You don't watch TV at home? He said, I don't have a TV. I said, what? You don't have a TV? Doesn't have a TV.
I know, but I said to you, and I think this is a growing trend, because I've got a TV, but I watch Netflix so much, and I've watched
catch-ups. You have six TVs.
I do have lots of TVs in the house.
But he has no TV.
Yeah, okay. He's gone that extra step. Well, maybe there's a reason he doesn't have a TV in the house. Thomas, is there a reason you don't have a TV in the house?
Well, he's got money. He's always nicely dressed.
Thank you very much. I don't want a TV. It's a distraction.
So what do you do at home?
Well, my girlfriend watches heaps of Netflix and Stan. And
like on a laptop?
Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Boeing.
Still in his own zings. Boeing.
I always found myself just after breakfast radio just getting really sloppy in the afternoon and just being distracted by the TV too much. So I just didn't want to watch any of it. I got rid of it.
I love that you did that because that's all Fev and I do all afternoon.
I was about to say, pretty much, I've got my whole day set. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit down on the couch. I'm going to get my Dairy Milk blanket that they sent us, Boxy.
Yeah, love that Cadbury Dairy Milk blanket.
I'm going to put the heater on and I'm going to put it on ESPN and sit there all afternoon and watch TV.
Yep.
NBA game final one. Mate, what are you going to do when you get home?
Can I come round to yours?
Yeah. See? He wants a TV.
I love that. Do you know what, Fev? Nothing annoys me more than breakfast radio presenters who go for a jog after the show or go to the gym. Fev, you and I, we're old school. We go to bed, we sit on the couch and we watch telly all day. And I've got Real Housewives of New York was on last night, so that's what I'll be
doing. You'll have your suck-ass and dip. I'll have my Jenny Craig.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Richie.
Fifi, Fev and Richie, I like it.
Byron's got to watch himself.
We've got 3 days with one of the best.
No button mistakes. He'll probably be podcasting it right now, Byron in LA.
We're actually about to find out because Aaron, every day, Byron blames the computer system there for all the mistakes he makes. We're going to find out whether or not... Because I've been tempted to call the warranty people about that computer system and go, it doesn't work. But are we going to find out if it's the computer or it's Byron?
Yeah, I reckon I've got the latter.
My money's on Byron.
I've always wanted to say that, the latter. Hey, talking about people and things that happen, my wife is pregnant at the moment, which is amazing.
I know it is. You know what? A few people have asked me how many weeks.
She's about 13 and a half.
There we go.
Yeah. I know, it's exciting.
It is
isn't
really
it?
Exciting. With a little girl.
With a little baby girl, little baby Fev. Not sure what we're going to name her. I've got a few names,
I've
but they keep getting
too.
Shut down.
Do you?
Yeah, I get getting shut down. But she's got cravings. And when you're pregnant, I assume that you get cravings all the time. Mm-hmm. And because the last time she was pregnant was 8 years ago. And 8 years ago, I can't really remember. But she's got a craving for McDonald's. Just
really?
Feels
Maybe
like
it's
McDonald's.
The high salt content.
But then when she eats it, she content. Feels sick after. She's been really sick.
Yeah.
She hasn't got morning sickness. She's got all day sickness, which is understandable. That's and
tough.
I'm there for her, but getting sick of going to McDonald's.
You were out a lot yesterday.
I'm getting sick of going to McDonald's because I'm on Jenny Craig. So I'm in the drive-thru ordering McDonald's.
Disaster.
People are like, oh, isn't he on Jenny Craig? I'm like, oh, it's for my wife. She's pregnant. Anyway, she's got a craving for like double cheeseburgers and egg and bacon muffins. Driving home last night from the footy show, it's about 10:45. Yeah. Go down Beach Road because it's in the Docklands. Oh, can you get me some McDonald's, please? Oh, yeah, 20 minutes out my way. That's fine. I'll go do it. Got into the drive-thru, got her an egg and bacon McMuffin, large
can
chips.
Can you get egg and bacon McMuffins?
Yeah, 24/7
now.
Oh,
I thought they were just brekkie.
No, 24/7.
Good to know.
And a double cheeseburger. So I've ordered that for her and then taken it home. She's eaten it. Cravings. Did you have cravings?
Yeah, I did. Do you know what? I I just craved everything. It wasn't specific. Do you know, I craved lying in a beanbag a lot.
Yeah.
Did a lot
well,
of lying
down.
That's
fair enough.
Actually, Leon Sugar and our executive producer worked with me at the time. What was I craving, Leon? What was I? I can't remember it.
I vaguely remember Twix.
Yeah, and
that's
Mars
every
bars,
day.
I think. Well, that's just what I, yeah. Not really that different. But hang on, can I just
but they
go
don't
back?
Deliver McDonald's to where I live.
They deliver here. Yeah, we've I had know. Uber Eats McDonald's
I know,
before.
Uber Eats, so you have to drive like, I'm 15, about 10 minutes away. So it's a okay. 10 up, 10 back.
Can I just go back?
Yes.
And I realise you have a very lucrative contract with Jenny Craig.
Yes.
So talk me
Stings.
Through. You're going through McDonald's.
Yes.
You
and
order
the smell
Alex's
of it.
Meal. Oh. Brendan Favola, consider yourself on the witness stand. Did you or did you not buy McDonald's for yourself?
For the first time since October last year, I may have had a McChicken.
Bang!
Oh!
Far out. You're not supposed to admit to that. Deny until you die. Fev, deny until you die. What was it, though?
A McChicken.
A McChicken!
101.9 The Fox.
Got an amazing story for you, Boxy.
Oh, good. What is it?
Tonight, I'm doing a gig.
Cashy?
No, just a gig for a mate.
Cool.
It's in Werribee at the Italian Sports Club, oh. And I'm doing it with Dane Swan. Hasn't been heard of
Since what?
Since he got in, you know.
What happened? Did I miss something?
A couple of weeks ago. And a was it? Bit of stuff come out.
I don't remember.
Anyway, me and Dane Swan. So if you want to go, Italian Sports Club tonight in Werribee.
Oh, and find out what
starts
happened.
Starts at 7:30.
With
yes.
that thing that we can't talk about.
I'm going to probe him.
I bet you don't probe too hard.
So if you want to come, get down there.
Okay, good. Werribee
that's an amazing
Italian
story.
Sports Club, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Italian, he's not.
Yeah. You'll have a bit of fun. Now, Fev, let's adjudicate. We've got Brenton from Croydon on the line. Hi, Brenton.
How's it going?
Yeah, great, Brenton. What's your amazing story for us?
Well, I called up last week and I told the story about getting rescued by Tony Lockett at the Murray River, if you remember.
Yeah, yes. And that was amazing.
Yes, well, it turns out once I went down there and visited my family, I told my uncle the story. He goes, it actually wasn't Tony Lockett that saved you. It was Billy Brownless.
Oh!
I need to know if that's still an amazing story.
Brenton, you've raised, I mean, look.
Big Bill.
Firstly, credit for your honesty and the fact that you want to clear that up because that was going down as one of the best stories. We loved it. Now, we're mates of Billy's. We see Billy quite frequently, Brenton. Fev, how do we feel about Billy? I mean, hang on a second. I'm going to help Brenton out here. You'd expect Plugger Lockett to jump in and save you.
No.
I don't think
you expect Bill to do it. No one sees Tony Lockett. That's why it was such an amazing story. Because Plugger is very rarely seen. He sits on his farm with his daughters and his greyhounds.
Right.
Sits, puts his head in the tab book. Doesn't
okay.
never get seen anywhere.
Well, Billy gets seen.
Billy's everywhere having
but can
froffies.
Can you imagine Billy getting off the sun lounge and jumping out to save someone?
Not at the moment. But I would have left it with the Tony Lockett story because it was an amazing story.
That's not amazing.
Oh, Brenton, he's taken it off you.
Well, there was more to it, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, yeah. Is this like the Knives ad?
Come on, give us a bit more.
Well, it turns out that he was actually racing a bunch of his teammates at the time, and he was losing. And after he saved me, the boys loaded him on the boat, tied his canoe to the side of the speedboat, and then rushed him to the front of the line without anyone else seeing, and released him at the front so he ended up winning the competition that they had.
Oh, it's so dodgy, Billy.
It's mildly amusing.
Okay, it's better than not amazing, Brenton. And well done. Credit to you for your honesty. Now we're moving on to Hannah in Craigieburn. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, great, Hannah. Hannah, you're the last caller for the show.
For the week.
Awesome. That is a good one.
Isn't it? We've got Aaron Rich, Flick the Switch.
Morning,
in the studio.
Awesome. Love your work, Aaron.
Yep.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you.
He has been called Adam a couple of times today, so thank you for getting his name right. Now, Hannah, what is your amazing story?
So my amazing story is the other week I was with my partner and we decided to have a quiet one. So we thought we would watch Annabelle. You know the scary movie Annabelle?
No.
Oh, really?
The doll. No. It's a doll, right?
The doll.
Is it a recent movie?
Yeah, it probably came out last year.
I know Chucky the doll, but I don't know Annabelle.
No, Annabelle. She's the doll. She's... Yeah, really.
Really creepy.
It's been a long story already.
Yeah, no. We won't go into detail. So, you know, me and him were watching that, and then I get a phone call from my daughter. She goes, "Hey, Mom, what are you up to?" And I didn't tell her what I was up to because she thought I was at work. But anyway, and I said, so what are you up to? And she goes, I'm watching Annabelle. I go, Annabelle, the scary movie? She goes, yeah. She goes, why do you sound so shocked? I go, oh, no, nothing. I just thought you've watched it before. So freaky, we're both watching it at the same time.
Okay, that is, Hannah, just a couple of questions. Fev's walked away from the microphone. I don't think he's that impressed, but I'm going to help. Had the movie just been released?
No, it's not just released at all. No, I think it was last year. So it's not a just released movie, no.
What, do you know what?
That's not amazing. That's not fair. That's freaky.
I know. I think it is, Hannah. I called you Annabelle.
Just hold off on that one on the weekend, I reckon.
I think it's a
keep
good
it in
story,
the holster.
Hannah.
101.9 The Fox.
And we are joined, because Byron's away, by the wonderful Flick the Switch, Aaron Rich.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on, of course, this morning too.
You've done a great deal.
It was just
that one stuff up about 20 past six, and since then, you've done none.
Flawless.
Now, you are famous, Aaron, and you know this, and we know this. A lot of recall for Aaron Rich in the market for your flicking of the switch.
People want to get rowdy.
At about 2:40 every Friday afternoon during R&B Fridays, officially start the weekend, because I'm with you guys this morning.
As the people say, Boxy, they ring in, Aaron Rich, flick the switch!
Yeah.
Party, bring on the weekend!
Let's do it.
Guess what we've done? We've actually brought the switch into the studio. We're going rogue. It's only 5 to 9. But Aaron Rich, start the weekend, my friend, and flick that switch!
Let's go! Woo.
I know
you're
watching my switch.
Oh,
what? My switch. Oh, what?
Let's do it.